You're with Sounds Good on WKMS, our midday music and community conversation program. I am your host, Tracy Ross, and joining me in the studio now, Terry Little and Stacy Smith. They're two members of an improv team that's going to be competing at the Quilt City Showdown in Paducah Saturday night. Stacy, Terry, thanks for being on Sounds Good.
Thank you, Tracy.
Well, first of all, tell us, what is the Quilt City Showdown?
Well, Paducah Improv has been around for about 18 months. They put on a regular show once a month. But the Quilt City Showdown is a whole new way for them to do improv. The senior group is going to be divided into two teams, and they're going to have games that they're playing back and forth. If you've ever seen Whose Line Is It Anyway, that type of thing. And there will be a laugh meter, and the audience is going to judge who is the winner and who is the loser. So it's going to be a contest. It is truly going to be a showdown.
Well, so tell us, Stacy, what types of rigors are you going to be put through as an improv team? What are the things they're going to expect you to be able to do or play off of?
Well, first of all, I have to give a shout out to Team Lowertown. That's the team I'm a part of. So go Team Loto. Basically, it's a lot of short game type things that you have seen on Whose Line Is It Anyway, props or World's Worst, things like that, scenes. We're taking suggestions from the audience, so you, of course, never know what you're going to get from that. Lots of props involved, gimmicky sort of games. It's going to be tough. I'm nervous about it.
How big are the teams?
Well, the teams this time are just three members on each team, and there'll be a moderator and perhaps a couple of other people will float in and out. Mm-hmm. The show is actually going to be broken into two sections because last March, Paducah Improv held auditions and added 9 new members to what they call their student group. 4 of those people are from here in Murray, Kentucky, which is kind
of... Who are they?
Well, myself, Stacy, Audra Todd, and Sarah Hines. The student group has been working very hard since March. I don't know that we're quite ready for the big time yet, but we are going to do the first part of the show. It's going to be a more standard kind of an improv bit. It'll last from about 35 to 45 minutes. We'll be playing a number of games and having a lot of fun at it.
So what is it about improv that attracted the two of you?
I think we were attracted for 2 very different reasons. Mine is because I can't remember lines to do straight plays anymore, and in improv you don't remember any lines.
And I teach it. I teach drama at Marshall County High School, and I always do a unit on improv. I love it. I love the background of Saturday Night Live. I took a year off of school and went to Chicago and studied at Second City because that was just something I'd always wanted to do. I love Tina Fey, and... it keeps me on my toes. It keeps me active in the kinds of things I'm teaching my students, and it's just a nice escape.
I did a lot of improv and extemporaneous work in high school, and of course I had no idea I was going to be in radio, but it ended up paying off in the long run. But if there is a student who's interested in improv, what are some of the attributes that they're going to pick up from this experience that will help them in life?
Well, number one, you learn to listen very carefully because you can't be planning what you're going to say because the person you're working with or persons you're working with may change things on you in the very next thing that comes out of their mouth. So you have to really pay attention to the other people around you and be able to react to that.
And, you know, they say there are no rules in improv, but one of the unspoken rules in improv is the rule of yes and. And so that is helpful in a conversational way. When someone gives you something, even if it wasn't what you had in mind, you say yes to that and you add to it, you build to it, and that's a hard lesson to learn sometimes.
So I assume that in preparation for the big showdown, you've actually practiced. I hesitate to say practice because it's hard to practice material you don't know about yet, but how do you go about honing your skills and working with each other and preparing for this competition?
Well, we have regular, some people call them practices, some call them rehearsals. There's a big debate on that. It depends on whether you've done theater before or not. You do it so for a couple of reasons. Number one, to become familiar with the various games themselves, so you kind of work your way into that. But more importantly, a good improv group knows the people that they're working with. They know how to anticipate. They know how these people think. And you build and you develop a synergy by working with the same people. And the more you work with them, the more that synergy builds.
Yeah. I started rehearsing. See, I'm a theater person. I can't help it.
Me too.
I started practicing with the student team, and then the main team needed another person to complete their teams of three. So I have joined them now for this, and so has another student member, Kathy Newton. And so we've spent the past couple weeks trying to practice with them to get used to them. They're very good together. They've all been working together for at least a year, and they know each other's strengths. And I don't want to say they can read each other's minds, but at least they have a good feel for each other. And so hopefully we'll catch up with that.
Stereotypically, a lot of, especially students, have a fear of public speaking. But if placed in the context of improvisation, where there's no memorization at all, do you find it makes it more appealing or less scary or more fun to get them involved in being in public?
There are so many interesting people involved with the improv with us that come out with the most beautiful random things, and that's such a gift for them in improv. I don't know how, if it would benefit them in public speaking, but it certainly is a comfortable feeling for them to be able to, that's a strength that they have is their randomness. I think anyone can benefit from improv because it does get you out of your comfort zone. It gets you out of your head, and you're able to just kind of roll with what you're given. And that's good in any setting. That's good for me as a teacher to have that skill.
Somebody once said, dying is easy, comedy is hard. And if you can get up and do improv in front of an audience, you can get up and talk about anything, anytime. And the ability to get up in front of an audience and speak comfortably and not be nervous and relax and do it well is a tremendous asset to anyone at any age.
Do you find the audience is forgiving and understanding of how hard it is to do what you're doing at the drop of a hat? Will they let a couple of minor mistakes go by and still be appreciative of the effort, or are they super hard and critical?
Well, we haven't had the benefit of performing in front of an audience. We've been in the audience. I think audiences at improv are forgiving. They enjoy it. They're a lot more vocal, obviously, than other audiences are. And there's just something about being in the audience when an improv scene comes together, and it's just a beautiful shared moment where you're all like, that was awesome. We can never do that again. And we all got to see it. So that's a great thing.
And on the other hand, if you really mess up, they know it and they laugh and they deride you. And that's a laugh in and of itself.
Are you able to watch movies or maybe plays or other forms of drama and see when improvisation's going on, sometimes maybe even when it's not supposed to be improvisation? Are there cues you can use to pick that out?
I can't really tell. I just know of different actors that have that background, and there are so many out there that's their home base. That's their real passion. So I'm fascinated by them in movies. Like, I just went to see the movie The Heat, and not that I'd recommend it for everybody, but I thought it was very funny, and I'd be very interested to know how much of that was improvised by Melissa McCarthy.
Probably a lot. She's actually an actress that I think it's been said does improvise
right.
Quite a bit. So going back to the Quilt City Showdown, will both teams kind of be on stage at the same time and literally taking turns of riffing on the same thing?
What will happen is we'll have the first bit of the show will be the student group. They will do their thing. Then there'll be an intermission. Then the real Quilt City Showdown will come on out, and the two teams will be on a stage at the same time competing against one another.
So they will actually be performing simultaneously.
Yes.
And the audience will have to pick the different performances at wow.
Exactly. So it's going to be fun. I think that people need to try and get, if you're going to go, you need to get your tickets right away because we do have limited seating. This is not going to be in the big theater in the Carson Center. We're going to have room for about 150 people. You can get tickets by going to the box office or by calling 270-450-4444 or going to www.thecarsoncenter.org. and you can buy your tickets there.
And again, this is Saturday night at 7:30 at the Carson Center in Paducah. Tickets are $5 each. But you, Terry, have brought in a pair of tickets with you, right?
Yes, I have. I have a couple of freebies here, and we are more than happy to give them away.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's have the first caller at 800-599-4737. Just call in now, and you'll get a pair of tickets to the Quilt City Showdown. Again, that's 800-599-4737. Well, I know that originally there were three of you, and maybe you could do a little improv, but with two, it's kind of difficult for me just to throw out some words and have you riff on it, probably.
Well, it's something that I suppose we could do, but radio is not the best medium for improv. That's one thing I have had to learn is the fact that there's an awful lot of physicality that helps make improv work.
Yeah, it's really all about body language and facial expressions and the way you physically interact with your other actors,
and
I guess.
And truth. That's a big thing, too, and that's a hard lesson to learn, is going into it without trying to be funny. You can tell the people that are trying to be funny and they come out with little bits and things like that. And in a way, that rings really false to an audience. But the audience likes seeing things that are true that they can identify with, and that's often where the comedy lies.
Well, I'll tell you what, it sounds really exciting. Again, it's Saturday at 7:30 at the Carson Center in Paducah. Terry Little, Stacy Smith, thanks so much for taking some time to be with us today.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Chuck.
You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS 91.3 Murray, 105.1 Madisonville. We're online at WKMS.org.